spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This Wednesday, we're starting off the first half hour of the show, another episode of Science for Humans. Last week, we talked about the good about creatine. This week, we're going to be talking about the bad and the ugly of creatine with Dr. Jeff Galini. Then after that, Brooks Kubik joins us for an installment of Physical Culture Radio, the great muscle-building hoax. You'll have to stay tuned to learn more about what that's all about. And then the last half hour of today's show, bottom of the second hour, longtime sponsor and good friend Mitch Barham, owner of Orbit Nutrition, joins us to talk about his transition from internet only to bricks and mortar supplement store, the challenges and the interesting transition that he's experienced. So you want to stay tuned for that. Just a reminder, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their brand line, All-American EFX Sports. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking any of the banner ads there. So let's get started. Science for Humans. I'm sorry, Dr. Jeff, I didn't have your theme music queued up. That was my bad. We've got a lot going on here at the studio. We're actually rebuilding a new, we're building a new studio, and I did not load those files. Dr. Jeff Galini, how are you?
I'm doing good. That's okay. The music you had was pretty nice, Carl.
Yeah, hokey. I like the intro. I wish I could find it. Maybe I'll be able to find it when we come out of the next break. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Anyway, I think that this is really interesting. First of all, I need to tell everybody who's listening that at the end of this interview, I'm going to tell you how you can get a copy of the book, The Dangers of Creatine, which is a hard copy book. It's a hardbound book. What I want to say, it's a paperback book that you can find at Barnes & Noble and other bookstores, as well as Amazon.com. We're going to give away 25 copies at the end of this interview, so stay tuned. We'll tell you how to get a free autographed copy of that. I don't think that anyone thinks that there are any dangers with creatine. What are they?
You know, yeah, I think you're right, Carl. You know, a lot of the, especially supplement companies and what we've read about, you know, how safe creatine is. But I think, you know, part of what we're going to educate is that there is something that does happen during that normal process. So as we talked about last week, you know, creatine is thought of as an essential biofuel. Then creatinine would be a biowaste. Creatinine comes from the normal process of spent creatine. As our bodies are spending creatine, that normal process produces a waste, which is creatinine, or from the ingestion of creatinine from like an unstable creatine product, or from overcooking your meats, which we're going to talk a little bit about. And I just wanted to say before we get started, you know, we're not trying to scare people away from creatine. We're just trying to educate that there are some dangers of creatinine and that it is a toxic component. One of the things that, you know, you got to keep in mind is creatinine, irrespective of what its origin is. Whether it's just part of that metabolic conversion upon eating meats or from ingesting creatine monohydrate or from overcooking the meats or from just your body's normal production, at the end of the day, it's still the same molecule, creatinine, biowaste.
Okay, so is there a difference between – or does this discussion become more important as a result of supplementation? And what I mean by that is I don't think we've ever gotten – 20 or even had the potential to get 20 grams of creatine ingested in a day until isolated forms of creatine came along. Am I wrong about that?
You know, you're correct. I did a little research after last week to find out, you know, which meat sources contain the most creatinine or the most creatine, sorry. And I was amazed to find that herring had 6.5 to 10 grams per kilo. Kilo is 2.2 pounds, so not a lot of people are going to eat, you know, 2.5 pounds of fish. Everything else was less than that. Yeah, I think, you know, again, realizing that it does come, most of it, the excess is coming from the ingestion of creatine, but there is a way that we do convert what we do eat in meat. So if you've got normal kidney function, you know, maybe the meats aren't going to be as problematic. But if you have some kidney problems, you know, I think knowing that by overheating, you know, getting the meats up to boiling, being it on the barbecue grill or however you want to cook your meats, that's when the conversion takes place. So a slower cook, bringing it up to like a medium rare will minimize the creatinine in those meats. The whole goal is we want to ingest, first of all, less creatinine, and then we want to try to keep that creatinine bowel burden down. But as you said, yes, the potential problem is the overdoing of ingesting creatine.
And now let's stay with the creatinine for just a second. Isn't rhabdomyolysis actually the result of such an excess of creatinine that the body cannot get it out fast enough and you actually become poisoned by it, right?
Correct. I mean, there's a whole lot of other things we'll get into, as I call the nasty stuff, but that is one of the bile burdens that does happen on the body.
Now, I know you were not prepared to answer this question, but I know a fella who has found himself on two different occasions in the hospital because of rhabdo, and he's not training that hard. So, and after this enlightening comment you made about the way you prepare your food may actually be converting a lot of the creatine to creatinine, which increases the creatinine load that the kidneys have to deal with, are there any medications that you know of, and if not, that's fine, that would put a person at risk of accumulating more creatinine?
You know, I don't know of any medications. I mean, creatinine only comes from meat, creatine monohydrate, or the normal production inside your body. There isn't anything else that causes that particular waste. It is a byproduct of creatine.
I have this suspicion, and I don't know that I'll have time to do this during the show. I have this suspicion. Statin drugs can predispose a person to rhabdo because of the dramatic breakdown in muscle tissue as a result of an exercise bout. And I'm wondering if, in fact, these statin drugs, a lesser known side effect is the accumulation or embargo of creatinine in the bloodstream. I just had a thought about that, and I'm just putting some things together.
It could be.
Okay, so what are some of the are there any symptoms that we would notice if we're starting to accumulate too much creatinine?
You know, it is quite interesting. There are a whole lot of things that happen to the human body. Most of them, unfortunately, we don't know about. The problem with renal failure is there are no symptoms. You don't know what happens until it happens. So part of what we're trying to educate is this is one of the measurements that the National Kidney Foundation, the Kidney Disease Quality Initiative section, long name, this is how they determine whether your kidneys are healthy, is by the filtration rate. Basically, they measure how much creatinine is in what comes out, 90 mLs per minute. So when you have an excess of creatinine, that's usually an indication that something isn't right. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean your kidneys are failing. It means you've got an excess. But some of the things that happen, you know, one of the most interesting, and I actually did a study with some mice, is something that's called cellular intoxication. And it's similar to being intoxicated. You know, creatinine will make you lethargic. The rats stumbled around. They ran in the walls. They couldn't get through a maze. That's probably one of the things that people do notice. You know, we're taking creatine to increase our energies, but this kind of works just the opposite. It can disrupt, you know, your cell adhesion and kill seeded cells, deterioration, as we said, of renal function, anemia.
Wow.
This is an interesting one. Insulin resistance, stress on basically the body itself, and even has a potential to kill good cells, you know. So again, not a lot of things you're going to feel, But all this stuff is happening internally.
So it sounds like what's happening is this kind of congestion of the system. I'm wondering if creatinine crosses the blood-brain barrier. If someone feels foggy, that's usually central nervous system precipitated. If someone starts to feel foggy and wobbly and so on, I'm wondering if creatinine actually affects the brain directly.
It could. I mean, it's definitely in the blood before, you know, it is filtered and excreted out.
Yeah, this is really, really interesting. Okay, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing more about this. And also, I want to ask Dr. Jeff if there are any ways to help get rid of more creatinine so we don't accumulate it, especially those who train. I think that those who train tend to have higher creatinine levels, and it gets scary sometimes when they see their doctors. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cree alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Every day I'm hustling.
Yes, I am. Every day. Welcome back to Science for Humans. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about the bad and the ugly of creatine. So, Dr. Jeff, I know a lot of those of us who engage in physical culture. And by the way, I have to say, I didn't realize what a great bodybuilder you were when you were competing. Your physique was amazing. Your legs were monstrous. I only know you through our, you know, seeing each other, and it's, you've always been on the corporate side, supplement side now. But I mean, your athletic years must have been very, very good for you, huh?
They were. You know, I mean, I played football, basketball, track in high school, played college football for 4 years, didn't go into the NFL and got into bodybuilding and turned pro back in the 80s. I was a little ahead of my time. You know, I mean, I kind of had that first thick powerlifting look where back then, you know, the Frank Zanes of the days, it was more of that symmetrical look. But that's kind of what got me interested in into this whole
Didn't you hold a record, I want to say, in powerlifting, or do you still hold a record for your weight class in powerlifting?
I did. You know, I held my high school squat record for years and years and years, and then I held several Ohio State records.
I thought so. Ohio. I was going to say, are you from Ohio originally?
I am. That's where I'm from. If memory serves me, I think my squat record back then was something like 700 pounds. My bench was 500, and you know, at the time, the world record was only 535.
But at what body weight? That was the thing that was impressive when I was looking at your stats. At what body weight?
At that time, I was about 250. So I don't remember if that was. I think that was just heavyweight. I don't think they actually had a super heavyweight back then.
Right. Right. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. So those of us who train hard, we then tend to break down more muscle tissue, so we end up having an accumulation of creatinine in and of itself, regardless of any dietary modulation or adjustments, right?
Correct.
Should we be worried about that? When many of us go to the doctor, he goes, oh, your creatinine is high. But you just train legs the day before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, normally athletes, you know, again, our bodies are a little different than the normal person. We are doing more, asking more of it. So sometimes our creatinine levels may be slightly higher, but I always find they're still within the range. They may be at the top of the range.
Right.
But remember, our bodies are designed to get rid of this. This is a normal process. You know, our bodies need creatine to live. And once that creatine is spent, creatinine is the waste. Our bodies are designed to get rid of that waste. Where we have our problems is when we have excess amounts of creatine and or creatinine. You know, that's where we are starting to now cause some serious problems. And one of the things I wanted to mention, you know, again, not to scare people that if you use creatine, you're going to develop cancer. But these basically mutagenic cells can become what's known as creatinine X, which are carcinogenic. And this happens when this creatinine is present and it starts to mix with sugars and amino acids. Mm-hmm. Essentially, you start to mutate these cells into what could eventually lead to cancer. The other thing that can happen is there's a lot of strains of bacteria that are in our body that like to react with this creatinine, and we start to get various mutated cells of bacteria that, again, are very, very toxic on the system. So there's a whole lot of things that can happen shorthand, and there's a whole lot of things that can happen long-term. We just don't know. The best thing is to really monitor the amount of creatine and what kind of creatine you use. I think that's probably the biggest advice that I can give to someone who has healthy kidneys and is into training.
So what is the right approach to creatine supplementation, and what creatines are ideal for supplementing with?
I think we got to remember that, you know, the industry has invented a new creatine every other week. Keep in mind, these are all coming from China. Now, there's a lot of good production that goes in China, and there's a lot of bad production. Most of the creatine is bad. During the synthesis process of making creatine, and it doesn't matter whether it's creatine HCl, creatine nitrate, creatine monohydrate, creatine whatever, you're going to have impurities, and one of those impurities is creatinine. So a lot of that foreign creatine, especially the stuff that's really inexpensive like the HCl or some of the lower-end monohydrates, have large amounts of creatinine already present. What we're trying to do is eliminate ingesting any of that creatinine first off. The other thing that happens is, you know, we talked about creatine is not stable in an aqueous solution. It will start to instantaneously convert to creatinine. There's only one stable form of creatine, and that is crealkaline. It's the only patented form that, you know, won't convert. So my first recommendation would be to use smaller doses if you were going to use these less expensive types, or use crealkaline, which, again, at least you won't be ingesting creatinine. Now, the other problem is taking too much of any type of creatine at one time or during a 24-hour period. You know, again, that excess creatine, something has to go to it. It can also combine with that bacteria. It will start to convert to creatinine. This is where we start to get this bowel burden, where we start to get elevated levels. Your body can use about a gram and a half every 3.5 hours of creatine. Normal athletes, you know, is what we're talking about. Anything over that, again, obviously it depends on, you know, what you're doing and how big you are, but kind of as a key to what I feel is kind of in those safe realms, that's usually what you want to do.
So taking 10 grams of creatine monohydrate in a single dose, and let's say it's a good brand and it's fairly stable and there's not a whole lot of creatinine in there. That's too much, 10 grams in one dose, huh?
You know, it is, because the whole thing about loading, and, you know, one might say, well, geez, you only do it for a week and, you know, I'm healthy, I'm young. But why take the chance? As I said, you know, once you get renal failure, it is unreversible. You can't fix it. You can't heal it. There isn't a cure for it. We know, like smoking causes cancer, creatinine is dangerous. So again, you don't need that much. Most of it is going in the toilet. So, you know, it's better to use a smaller amount that your body can actually use. Remember, your body is also producing creatine, and you are getting creatine from your meat sources. So you don't need to really overdo it, as a lot of the marketing has pushed us to do.
What role does hydration play in mitigating the accumulation of creatinine? You say creatinine. I got to start saying creatinine.
Yeah, creatinine, you know, I mean, I guess you can pronounce it either way. It's all spelled the same. I think, you know, hydration is very important because, you know, this is excreted in the urine. So again, the more water that we can drink, the more impurities that, you know, we help to wash out. You know, your urine should be somewhat on a clear to yellow. If it's dark, usually that's a sign of dehydration, and mm-hmm. you usually need to drink a little bit more water.
Yeah, and that's it. Like a straw yellow is what I've always heard. If it starts turning darker orange, then you're not drinking enough water.
Correct.
So 1.5 grams every 3.5 hours is what the body is accustomed to. That's an ideal target amount, you're saying, huh?
That is. You know, that's enough to do what we need to do. You know, sometimes, you know, our mentality, especially as bodybuilders, is – well, geez, if 1.5 is good, 10 must be better.
Right.
And, you know, that's the mentality we have to get over. If we eat too much food, we're going to get fat. If we take too much creatine, it is not good for us. More is not better.
Do you think creatine should be cycled? I mean, there's some people out there that say it's good. Some people who say, no, you could take it lifelong.
You know, being that it's burned up so quickly, it isn't something that's in your body for, you know, 24 hours or a week or 2 weeks. I think any supplement should be cycled. You know, there should always be a time to let those receptors, let your body kind of clean out a little bit. But per se, no, I mean, it is burned up, so one really doesn't need to cycle that.
And should we just take it once a day? Like, I like taking 5 grams before my workout and 5 grams after my workout. Now I know that's too much, first of all. But having it readily available in the system before a workout, does it contribute at all to anything, or is that it just doesn't matter at that time? It's always after the workout that's important.
You know, depending on what the delivery system is, most of that stuff is not in your bloodstream yet before a workout. So really, that's probably hitting about after. You know, I always tell people that consistency is more important than the time of day. You know, don't use it today and then forget tomorrow. So if you have trouble remembering, you know, exactly when to take it, take a dose in the morning, first thing. You know, get your creatine levels up, get everything working. If you take it before a workout, that's great. you know, is probably going to kick in after the workout, taking it after the workout. Again, you know, it could be an hour, it could be 2 hours, depending on, you know, the delivery system on when that's in your system. Some people like to take a dose at night. You know, during the night is when you're doing most of your recovery, you're growing, you're healing. What? But again, it's the consistency that you're using it every day. You do want to use it on your off days, not just on your workout days.
What will people learn from the book, The Dangers of Creatine? Or Creatine,
The Dangers of Creatine.
That's right.
They're just going to learn about, you know, if you do have kidney failure or, you know, some type of renal problems, you know, it's going to give you education about that, you know, how to prepare meats, you know, what are good sources. And then we talk a little bit about, you know, again, some of the nasties. But I think at the end of this book, you're going to be educated on how to better take care of your kidneys by regulating and being aware of creatine and creatinine.
Okay, 25 lucky listeners can get a free signed copy, an autographed copy of Dr. Jeff's book, The Dangers of Creatinine. But I'm going to make it easy. Send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com and put in the subject line creatine. I'm not going to ask people to spell creatinine. I can't even pronounce it. So there you go. The first 25 people who send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com with the word creatine in the subject line will receive a free autographed copy of the book. The rest of you can actually go to Barnes & Noble. It's available everywhere, right?
It is, you know, and again, it's just kind of a good research book. I think anyone who is an athlete or even a general person, you know, it's just good information. It's not very expensive. But at the end of the day, you only got one body, so this will help you keep it healthy.
And here's a little teaser to stay tuned for. The week of March 20th, we will be doing a live Casual Friday from All American Pharmaceuticals. So those of you who are up there in the Southwest region of the United States, you may want to drive down and meet with us. So we'll keep you posted as that gets closer. But we're really excited about going to the facility, meeting the people, and actually doing a live show from there. So that's exciting too. Dr. Jeff, thank you for being on the show today.
You're welcome, Carl. You take care.
Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it. Get the book, The Dangers of Creatinine, or get it for free if you're one of 25 lucky listeners who emails me at onair@superhumanradio.com with the word creatine in the subject line. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we return, Brooks Kubik will be with us to talk about the great muscle-building hoax. Stay tuned.
Physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we've dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I'm being joined by Brooks Kubik, keeper of the flame of physical culture, for this installment of Physical Culture Radio. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Good, good. Before we get into the great muscle building hoax, which is really an important discussion, by the way, we're making light of it, but how did your ebook exercise go? I saw someone post on my Facebook wall this morning that they bought the book, love the book, and appreciate the ebook now because they live in the UK and they don't have to pay all that postage to ship it.
I've been getting feedback like that literally from around the world. It's been going great. People love it, and they really love being able to get something instantly. You know, you order through Kindle and you get it within 60 seconds or less, and there's no shipping. So, you know, it saves tons and tons of money for people, and you know, they've been loving it. It's got great information. It's easy to read. If you're not familiar with the Kindle program, you can actually download the program at no charge, and then buy Kindle books. So you don't even need to buy a device. Although, you know, certainly many people do have devices that will read a Kindle.
Yeah, if you have any kind of pad, a Google Pad, an iPad, a Microsoft Pad, you can download the Kindle app and then use it to read Kindle books. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just it's a broad platform type of a program.
It's really interesting, and from more than one reader, I got a comment along the lines of my wife/girlfriend, whatever, significant other, is going to be so happy because we will not have books and courses strewn all over the house. It's all going to be on my Kindle now. So.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I can relate to that.
So are you going to do any other books, or is this going to be it? I mean, e-books. I mean, obviously you're going to be doing books forever, but are you going to endeavor more of these e-books? Because this was a hard step for you to take. I know you struggled with it for a long time.
It was a very hard step to take. You and I have had many conversations about that, and, you know, I'm old-fashioned and set in my ways, and, you know, there were some things about the e-book format that I didn't like. This, however, it's the contrary of the short story by Mark Twain, An Experiment That Failed. This was an experiment that worked and has convinced me that it's a great service to people to put material on ebooks. So, since we are in the service business, what I am doing right now, like literally up until 15 minutes before the show, I'm finishing up the next project that we are going to release on Kindle. And Trudy is working on finishing up the typing the manuscript for a third one. We also have another one in store. And, of course, the first course that we did, the first Kindle book, is part one in a series of all new courses. And so we're going to be doing those hopefully at the rate of one a month for a long time.
Wow.
And then I've got a huge, you know, a library essentially of material that I've written over the last 20 years and have released in hard copy format. And obviously, there's a lot of people who would be interested to see that in Kindle.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're gonna start making it happen.
Okay, that's exciting. So now on to the subject at hand, the Great Muscle Building Hoax. This is a result of an email and blog that you posted for your followers. And I think it's really, really important that we discuss this because there are some assumptions out there that are based on this great hoax that's being perpetrated. So why don't you start off? Talk about how we got started on this discussion, you and I.
Okay. Well, yesterday I sent out a post in response to a question from a reader who said, I'm 50, I've finally got my training sorted out, I'm doing all the right things. When I was younger, I was doing the wrong things, and I made a lot of mistakes, and I probably wasted what would have been the best training years of my life in my teens and 20s. I would have made tremendous gains. I would have not wasted time, not had injuries. It would have been really, really good if I could have gotten started on the right track. And do you think, don't you think it's a shame that people don't do that? And if they did, if more young people got started the right way, and by young people I mean teens and 20s, if they got started the right way, what would their average results be? So that was something that I was addressing in my email. And the way that I addressed it was to say, you know, first of all, it's a real shame that more people don't get started out training the right way. And as far as what would the results be, well, you know, let's go back and take a look. John Davis started training at age 15. He won the World Weightlifting Championship at age 17. And to do it, he beat two former Olympic gold medal winners. John Grimmick gained from 120 pounds to 178 pounds in his first 3 years of training. He went from where he could clean and jerk 95 pounds, which is not a lot of weight, to 247.5 in 3 years. Steve Stanko gained 80 pounds of muscle in his first 2 years of training, 40 pounds a year. Won his first United States Senior National Weightlifting Championship the same year. Frank Spellman, who won the Olympic gold medal in weightlifting in the 165-pound class in 1948, in his first year and a half of training, he got to the point where he could do a military press, that is to say a standing press, with 240 pounds at a body weight of only 156.
Wow.
And Tommy Kono, possibly the greatest weightlifter of all time, entered his first weightlifting contest in 1948. He didn't even know what the rules were, and the only reason he went was because some guys at the YMCA said, hey, we need another guy in the team. You're it. And he said, why not? So that's 1948. In the next 2 years, he improves his three-lift total, press, snatch, clean, and jerk, by 195 pounds in 2 years. And in 1952, he wins the Olympic gold medal. That's 4 years, and he's the Olympic gold medal winner. So I posted that thinking that I was offering encouragement to younger readers. And what happened is I had younger readers unsubscribe from my email list.
Why do you think that is? I mean, I know why it is, but why do you think it is?
I think it's because they just didn't believe that you could have those kind of results.
Wait, there's a shoe that has to drop.
Without, number one, supplements.
And number two, drugs.
Drugs, yeah. Yeah.
And this is really sad. And this is, and quite frankly, folks, this is the great muscle-building hoax of all time.
Absolutely, because the men that I just mentioned were training before supplements.
They didn't have creatine. They had some really, really crude protein powders. Rio Blair was introducing, because he went to the Ovaltine company, and they were producing a soy-based protein that gave everybody bad gas and GI distress, and people hated it. They didn't want to use it. This was before whey protein was being isolated. They didn't even have protein powders that they could depend on back then.
Well, the protein powders came into play in the late 40s, early 50s. So they would have been available to Tommy Kono, except he was dirt poor. He did not have money for them. And so he wasn't using protein powder. The others were all training and doing their formative years, and that's what I was focusing on, their first 2 or 3 years of training back in the 1930s. So no food supplements of any kind at all, period.
Now, I've got an analogy I'm going to give when we come back from the break.
Okay.
I don't want people to think that we are poo-pooing the role of supplements and drugs or even food supplements. We're not poo-pooing them. But what we're telling you is that the greatest muscle-building hoax of all times is that without them, you will never achieve the level of muscle and strength that you are genetically potentiated to achieve. And that's just a lie. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Check out Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com, to learn more about Brooks Kubik. We'll be right back.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein, and egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin,
prealkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbaline to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
No need for intros, that's an insult.
That's where I want.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik. If you don't know who Brooks is, you're missing out. Brooks, KUBIK.com. Okay, the analogy I want to give is this, Brooks. When my children went to school, iPads and laptops were not required, and you still got a pretty good education. Today, people have to have an iPad or a laptop. So you have a kid who says, I can't compete anymore without an iPad. That's not true. It's just harder. It may take more work. But guess what? When you don't have to depend on these other things, that means that you did the work. It's all in you. And there's a great value when we talk about physical culture, building strength. If you're dependent on supplements and drugs to be who you are in the gym, then when you have to stop taking those supplements and drugs, and you will have to stop someday, you will lose everything. It wasn't you. It was the supplements and the drugs.
Well, that's absolutely true. And that goes to the heart of everything that I've been writing about and teaching in physical culture for the last 20, almost 25 years. The great benefit of physical culture is that it is transformative. You start at one place and you come out at another place, and physically you are much different. You are bigger, stronger, more muscular, more powerful, leaner, in much better condition, much healthier, and it's all the result of your training. But the other thing that happens is you become a different person mentally and emotionally. And the reason that that happens is you start from a place that you don't like. You're small, you're weak, you're puny, you're not healthy, maybe you have an illness you're fighting, you're overweight, whatever. Something is wrong, and it causes you to take action. And day by day, step by step, workout by workout, set by set, rep by rep, you change yourself. You transform yourself. And what happens is you start to develop this sense that if you put your heart and soul into something with hard work and effort and regular, consistent, dedicated work, you can do anything. And when you put 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 pounds of muscle on your body, you do start to convince yourself that you can do pretty much anything. I mean, that's a tremendous accomplishment. So what happens, back in the old days, the magazines would sell a barbell and a training course. That was all they had to sell, barbell, training course. And in order to make them work, they had to make you believe that they would work. So they were always putting out this message, barbells work, exercise works, training works. This is all you need. This is the secret. This will do the job for you. And everybody read that. They took the message to heart, and they made great progress. Then, early 50s, protein powder is discovered. And other very, you know, very old-fashioned, not very good supplements. Basic vitamin mineral pills, liver tablets, things like that. Wheat germ oil. And all of a sudden, the message changes. And it goes from, all you need is a barbell and hard work, to, well, you need a barbell, but you also need, you know, 10 pounds of protein powder and, you know, 100 vitamin pills every day, and yada, yada, yada. And if you don't take the supplements, you won't make gains. Then, of course, in the 60s, drug use became rampant in the iron game. And although the magazines didn't say use drugs, eventually everybody figured out that the guys in the magazines were using drugs, and the only way to look like the guys in the magazines was to take drugs.
Well, no, I want to speak to that for a second. I want to hold off for that. Okay. All right. So let's address something here. Every one of us has a genetic potential that if we squeeze every drop of potential out of ourselves, we will reach a level of muscularity and strength that none of us would feel bad about. We'd all be proud. If we actually trained consistently, ate consistently, slept consistently, did all the things that we know works consistently, and we did that for a decade. And this is even more important, why guys need to start younger than in their 40s and 50s.
Oh, yeah.
If we do that for a decade, what ends up happening is we will reach a level of physical performance and physical shape and form that not a one of us would go, oh, this kind of sucks after all this 10 years. No, we're going to look great. You're going to have 18, 19-inch arms without having to take anything. You're going to have big muscular quads. You're going to have a big wide back. You're going to have muscular traps and shoulders. You're going to look like a bodybuilder because we just have to look at the statues from Greco-Roman eras. These guys had those physiques then. Okay, this physique is within your reach when you do everything right. And once you get to that point, Once you get to that point, if for some reason, your choice of sports, you decide to be a pro bodybuilder, whatever it is, you think, I want to go beyond my genetic potential, that's when you turn to drugs. That's when you turn to gray market supplements. Then and only then. You can't start your first year of college without finishing fifth grade or sixth grade or seventh grade. Because guess what? If you go straight to college and bypass those grades, you're missing out on so much foundational information that you'll never make anything good out of college. It's the same thing with physical culture.
That's well said, but I'm really mad at you.
Why?
Well, because I was going to make exactly the same point about the old-time statues.
You know what? You know, you and I, people should only know that you and I do zero planning for these shows, right?
I think we had 15 seconds before the show, and that was it. And, yeah, otherwise...
But you know what? But you know why? You know what it is? You and I, at the heart, are purists. When we come to physical culture, we're purists. Okay? I don't care what splinter faction of physical culture you love. Basketball, football, bodybuilding, powerlifting, strongman, CrossFit. You know, pick a sport. All sports are splinter factions of what at one time in Greco-Roman times was physical culture. Okay? And there are certain undeniable, universal truths in physical culture. And one of those truths is that you have everything you need right this second to build an amazing physique. And starting where you are at any age, you can have an amazing physique if you put the time and work in. You would no more enroll in college and go, oh, I don't want to wait 4 years to get a degree. That's it. I'm done. No, you. When you step up and you enroll in college, you expect to be there for 4 years. Well, you need to expect to put the work in the gym. You need to expect to put the work in the kitchen. You need to expect to put the work in getting to bed early. And then and only then should you turn to alternatives to take you up a notch from where you are. But people are sold a bill of goods from supplement companies. Hi, I'm Joni. I took Xenadrine Extreme for 6 weeks and I lost 130 pounds. You can too. No, you can't, and you shouldn't have.
Well, it's even beyond that. We are now at the point of you need a supplement before you train so that you can train. I mean, you literally have people who think, gee, if I don't take a particular supplement before I work out, I'm going to have a bad workout. So what happens? If they don't take a supplement before they work out, they have a bad workout. People are just, they are so confused by this, and their head is so in the wrong place. And the crazy thing is, when I put out a post the other day and I said, look, here are examples of what people have achieved without anything other than training. The right kind of training. Look at their results. Incredible progress. People got mad.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that. It's counter to the current message, which is you don't have to do hardly anything, just take these pills.
Exactly.
And don't get me wrong. I got two drawers full of supplements. I love supplements. I'm a supplement snob. I use pre-workout supplements from time to time. I've been playing around with Carbaline before my workout. But make no bones about it. If tomorrow morning I woke up and someone accidentally emptied my supplement drawer out, I wouldn't go, oh my God, I'm derailed. No, I'd get up, I'd have my eggs and my oatmeal, and I'd go to the gym and I'd train and I'd still make gains. I'm not a slave to a supplement. They're supplements. That's the reason for the word supplement. They're not primary. They're supplemental.
Yeah, it's interesting how that word has taken on a totally different meaning than its dictionary meaning.
Let's take a break. And we'll be right back with more Brooks Cubic. Stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik and myself here on Superhuman Radio. We're talking about the perpetration of the greatest muscle-building hoax of all times. That without supplements and drugs, you will not build muscle. And it's a blatant lie. So these young guys who unsubscribed from the list, did they give reasons why?
No. They just disappeared. And the thing is, there are actually two kinds of emails that I send out to my list that will generate some unsubscribes. And I've been doing internet marketing for gosh, 10 years now. And, you know, so I've seen this enough to recognize that this is a pattern. One is where I aim the message at a younger audience, guys and gals in their teens and in their 20s, and I say, you can, you know, don't make the mistakes that I made when I was your age. Start training the right way from the beginning. And I give them some ideas about how to train the right way, which is back to the basics, compound exercises, short, hard, heavy workouts, focus on getting stronger. You know, the stuff that I talk about in all of my books and courses. It's not rocket science. It's not some kind of secret mystical knowledge. It's plain and simple, back to the basics, but guess what? It works. So when I put that message out, I get young guys unsubscribing. Oh, there's three. The other one, you'll love this, Carl. If I say, when you go to the gym and train, do not bring your device, unplug, don't sit there on the cell phone when you're supposed to be training, don't even use the cell phone in between your sets, focus on your workout for an hour, I get people who unplug. They're mad when I say that. They get mad. And the third thing, which is somewhat related to the first, and I think related to our topic of conversation, is when I put out an email that encourages people by basically saying, you can do it. And I give examples of other people who have done it, some famous, some not so famous, people from different age groups, whatever. But, you know, the message is, you know, keep going, keep training, train hard. It will happen. It will happen for you. Good things will happen. And I get unsubscribed. And I used to wonder why that was, because I thought, well, you know, if you're telling people you can do it, you know, you're encouraging them. And this sounds harsh, but I almost believe that there are some people who just don't want to hear that message. I assume because they've been trying and trying and nothing seems to work. The problem, of course, is they've been doing the wrong thing. And they're almost at the point where they, in their own minds, they've given up. And that's just so sad. It, you know, I wish that I and others were able to get through to those people and just encourage them and say, you really can do it, but you need to change what you're doing.
But maybe this is the problem. Our parents' generation and those who were raised during the Depression, they were ultra-responsible, ultra-conservative, and they believed in the value of service for service's sake. They didn't provide service because they wanted repayment. They believed that a population that pools its efforts and pulls together is a stronger population. And then our generation was the generation that coined the terms don't work too hard, you know, be happy. And we deserved, we were taught by our parents, quite frankly, that we were entitled to things, right? Our parents wanted better lives for us than they wanted for themselves. So we had the entitlement mentality that these things are owed to me. And the current generation is kind of adrift, somewhere in between, where they acknowledge that they have responsibilities to service, but they want fame along with it. They want their own personal reality TV show. And as a result of that, you know the definition of the word empower?
What?
To give someone the authority or power to do something.
Mm-hmm.
To make someone stronger and more confident, especially in controlling their life and claiming their rights. There is a real fear of empowerment, I think, for some people. You know why? Because you have to claim your failures along with your successes.
Well, that's absolutely true, and that ties into, you know, another whole related debate about individual sports versus team sports. working alone versus working as part of a team or group or committee or whatever. I mean, our culture has changed enormously. I am a firm believer that the most difficult challenges in life are the challenges that you undertake on your own. Things you do by yourself, for yourself, that have very deep meaning for you as an individual. And you work ferociously hard to achieve them. But as you said, Carl, you are, you know, you win or lose, you succeed or fail, but it's you. You know, and it is daunting and it's challenging. And it's real pleasant to hear, I've got a pill, a powder, a supplement, a drink, a whatever, and all you need to do is take it and you will be a big bodybuilding champion or a lifting champion or a strongman or an athletic success or unbeatable in martial arts or whatever. But it all comes from this something that's going to let you achieve your dreams.
And that belief system is specifically, the pharmaceutical industry capitalizes on the same belief system, okay? Mm-hmm. They don't empower people into thinking that they can take control of their health and their longevity in their lives. They, you know what the antonym of empower is? Deny, disallow, disapprove, refuse, reject, veto, disenfranchise, revoke. This concept that, and again, keep in mind, I am not anti-supplement. I love supplements. I love playing with them. But they are supplements to me. They are not my foundation. And with that being the case, I am empowered. But supplement companies and drug manufacturers who want to lead you to believe that you cannot reach your goals without their products, they are not empowering you. They are empowering their products, and they are denying you. They are disallowing you. They are disapproving you. They are not on your side.
It would be a different message if the message was, try this and see if it works, or try this and see if it helps. But instead, the message is, you've got to take this or nothing good will happen for
yes.
you.
Yep. Yes, yes. And that's the pharmaceutical message, right?
Yeah.
Take Lyrica if you have this symptom. Take this if you have this symptom. No one says, if all else has failed, if you have exhausted every other option like diet, exercise, getting your sleep straightened out, which no one talks to these people about. If they said, if all else fails, and you must be rescued from the precipices of death itself, then this drug will help rescue you while you get your SH word together and straighten your own body out. But it's not sold that way. It's sold as, you know, it's not your fault that your cholesterol is high. It could be because of your genetics. It doesn't matter what you eat. That's a lie. It's a lie. And people who subscribe to that lie are just doing it so that they can eat the crap food that raises the bad cholesterol, which is predominantly carbohydrates anyway, and sugars, so that they can say, well, it's not my fault. It's because I have the genetics for it. No, you don't. So this is the medical model. And now not all supplement companies do this, quite frankly. There are some out there that do. There are some that don't. But the problem is this. What these young people are hearing is, I can't gain the muscle in time to go to spring break without this drug.
One of the interesting things is that if someone says, what do I need to do to gain muscle? Which is usually the, you know, the big thing, particularly among teenage boys. I want to gain muscle. I want to bulk up. I want to get big. Okay. What do I need to do? If you were to ask that question on virtually any internet discussion forum, Facebook, ask your friends, ask your buds, whatever, the answer would always be, you gotta, and then it's take this supplement, take that, do this, that, but it's all about supplements. And then finally, like the 10th or 11th or 12th thing on the list is, oh, and you have to train. You know, when it should be, what do I need to do to get big? Answer, you need to train. You know, and that's, and you know, and then you give advice on how to train, and at the very end you say, and if you want, you can try this or that or whatever. But we've flipped them. We've made the food supplement supposedly the answer to the question, how do I gain muscle?
And really, food itself is more important than supplements. And I want to talk about that when we come back. We're talking with Brooks Cubic. Brooks, how can people find your new ebook?
It's on all of the Amazon sites. Go to the Kindle Books page and type my name in, Brooks Cubic, and you will find it. Or go to my website and look at the Dinosaur Training blog. You'll find the links there. It's on my products page with the links. And it's ebook or hard copy, your choice.
And don't forget, we're giving away 25 free copies of Dr. Jeff Galini's book, The Dangers of Creatinine. Not creatine, creatinine. If you send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com, but put the word creatine in the subject line, include your mailing address. So if you're one of the 25 people, you will get your copy of the book. So please do that. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
Feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to
thequestapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik. If you go to my Facebook page, you can find a link to go and learn more about Brooks's ebook, the first of its kind. Many more to come, I'm sure. How about the new Knife Fork Muscle book? Will that be an ebook?
That probably will. Not immediately, but I think we're going to do that in the future. And part of the reason for that is that it is such an important message. I mean, you've got the book, you've read it. There's a ton of great information in there, and there's a ton of information that you can't find anywhere else. And I'm really interested in getting that information out into the world as fast as I can, to as many people as I can. And so that will definitely be happening.
You know, I told you in January that I started to refocus my efforts.
Yes.
I'm training smarter and hard, but more importantly, I'm eating with a more dedicated approach. I'm eating every 3 hours like I used to. I'm eating one of 9 different foods, and I've seen changes in my body already, and I'm not introducing anything exotic yet. And the word is yet. I will. There's no doubt about it that I will. But that's not going to be until maybe 5, 6, 7 months from now. But just from training and eating, here, you know, I'm 57 years old. I'm not supposed to be able to put muscle on anymore. I had a guy at the gym the other day ask me, "What's going on with you?" I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You look so thick. Your shoulders look so round." I says, "Yeah." I says, "I've just been training and eating right, and that's all I've been doing. My supplements haven't changed. I've been taking the same supplements. You know, I've talked about my foundation of supplements on Rob Regish's show, so I'm not poo-pooing supplements. But to build muscle, you got to train and eat and sleep. Those are the first. Those are the cornerstones of it. That everything else is supplemental."
That really is the case, and that's really the message that I think we're trying to put out there in this show. Start with the basics. You know, build the foundation. You know, the basics are your training, diet, and nutrition, which is food primarily, not supplements, because supplements are supplemental. But your foundation is your training, your food, rest and sleep. Get those straightened out before you think about anything else.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, as you said, and for those of you who have not visited Carl's office, been to his home, you know, he is, what do you say, a supplement? Did you say junk? You didn't say junkie. You said a supplement.
I'm a supplement snob.
Yeah, that was the term, a supplement snob. And he really is. I mean, he's just got everything. And if you want to have a conversation where you'll just be, wow, you know, that guy has a lot of information in his head, talk to Carl about supplements, because he has an encyclopedic knowledge of that. It's interesting for me because, you know, I focus on training. I focus on food. To me, supplements are, you know, very, very minimal. Multivitamin mineral tablet, melatonin at night, fish oil. The melatonin, by the way, was Carl's suggestion. That's all. You know, that's all I do. But, you know, Carl has this stuff down. So anyhow, it's very interesting that, Carl, that we are in agreement on the fundamentals here. when our approach to supplements in our own lives is so different.
Vastly different. Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually polar opposites.
Yeah.
You are no supplements at all. And I love supplements. I love, you know, I think I love the allure of the belief of the magic potential of the supplements, but I do not kid myself into thinking that anything would happen if I didn't train hard, eat properly, and sleep properly.
Well, you know, Trudy is the same way. Trudy is in your camp, and she just, I think it's curiosity. She's very interested, what will happen if I try this, or take this, or what does this do? She just is very interested in that. And remember, she's a medical professional, so, you know, she is very interested in how the body works and how to keep the body healthy and strong. You know, and so this all ties in to that for her, and she loves it. You know, so we've got, in the kitchen, we've got three shelves of supplement stuff that is, you know, these are Trudy's. And basically it's because she just finds it really interesting to experiment and just to see what, if anything, works.
Well,
but she trains.
Right.
And she watches her diet and,
yes,
you know, she does all the right things.
And supplements, by and large, the real ones, the right ones, they do provide something. But that something quite often is 3%, 5%, 2% additional yield from your existing, and that's the key word, existing regimen, your existing training, your existing meal plans, your existing sleep. You can eke out another 3% muscle gain, another 5% body weight, body fat loss. But by no means are these supplements going to do the opposite, where it's 85% the supplement and 5% from what you do. It's never going to be. And when you think about that, you need to think about, well, before I start taking a supplement, there are responsibilities with anabolic steroids. And I've said this before on my show years ago. If you're going to use anabolic steroids, and Anthony Roberts said this to me years ago, and it made a lot of sense. He goes, you know, I have guys come to me all the time, you know, can you put together, you know, what, because he wrote that book, Anabolic Steroid, The Ultimate Research Guide. And he'd say to him, you train. He would ask them, so how often do you train? Oh, 2 days on, 1 day off, Monday through Friday, I do cardio, da, da, da. He'd say to them, okay, how do you eat? And they'd all know the right answers. Well, I eat every 3 hours. He'd say, okay, you do that for 6 months without missing a beat. And then come talk to me about steroids. And the reason he said this is like, you're going to talk about steroids and you don't even have 100% effort going into the other areas. You're wasting your time. The steroids aren't going to make up for what you're lacking in those other areas. And my feeling is, if you're going to take something that potentially could do some harm to your body, then don't you want to be firing on all 8 cylinders? Don't you want to be doing every single flipping thing right before you introduce those things so that you can eke out every advantage you can and then bail out of it as quickly as possible? No, you don't start taking these things if your sleep isn't right. You don't start taking these things if your diet's not in line. You don't start taking these things if you haven't been able to train consistently for 3 or 4 months without an interruption, without an excuse, without a, oh, I was tired that morning. You do all those things first before you start thinking about what you're going to add in that's going to give you 3% gains here, 5% body fat loss there. And before that, don't even think about them. Get into the gym and do the work. Get into the kitchen and cook the food. Get into the bed early and sleep. Watch what that does for you. That's all I have to say about that. I feel like Forrest Gump. That's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all I'm going to say about that, yeah. Well, it's such an important message.
Wrap it up. We're coming to the end of the interview. Wrap it up for us and plug your book and your website again.
The website is brookskubik, brookskubik.com. And the new book is Dinosaur Training Secrets, Volume 1, Exercises, Workouts, and Training Programs. And you can get it hard copy at my website, or you can get it on Amazon in Kindle version, which people have been loving. You've got knife, fork, muscle to talk about diet and nutrition and what to eat for strength and muscle and fat loss. A lot of other great products and more coming. And, Carl, I just want to say one thing to the listeners, which is if you already have downloaded the ebook or if you download it after you hear the show, please post a review on Amazon's Kindle site. The reviews really help. And do this. Say, I heard about the book on Carl Lenore's Superhuman Radio, and hopefully you go on to say, and I'm glad I got it, and I give it a 5-star review.
Yeah, that'd be nice, because we need to get, you know, we need to revive physical culture, and this is one of the ways that we can do it.
Absolutely.
Brooks, thank you for being on the show today, Brooks.
Hey, thanks, Carl.
Talk soon. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to bodybuilding entrepreneur Mitch Barham. Orbit Nutrition, we all know about Orbit Nutrition for a long time now. They are going bricks and mortar. They've opened up their first retail store. We're going to talk to Mitch about that endeavor. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Do you have a student loan? How would you like to get out from under it completely? FedAidAdvisors.com. One phone call, they qualify you over the phone. This is not a consolidation loan. You're not refinancing anything. The government has earmarked millions of dollars to help make it easier for you to pay off your student loan. The more you owe, the better forgiveness you'll get. In fact, some people are getting entire student loans wiped clean. But you'll never find out if you're eligible unless you go to FedAidAdvisors.com, contact them. They will tell you right over the phone just how much you're entitled to. And you don't have to give them any kind of financial information or social security number, anything. So check it out, FedAidAdvisors.com. Okay, so my next guest has actually been a sponsor of not only this show, probably for going on some 8 years now, but also another little endeavor that Aaron Singerman and I did for RX Muscle, which was off topic, and he's none other than Mitch Barham at Orbit Nutrition. How you doing, Mitch?
I'm good, Carl. How you doing?
Good, good. So for those who don't know about you, talk about Orbit first of all. When did you get started, and how far has the company grown on its own as an internet provider of supplements?
I took it over... eight or so years ago, started, you know, just shipping out of one room, out of an apartment, and grew from there. Now we have a warehouse location with, you know, my family employees, and I can't do it all myself anymore. It used to be just me doing everything, but we've grown substantially over the last 8 years just as an internet provider and solely on the internet.
How many products do you offer through OrbitNutrition.com right now in total?
Oh, it's got to be 1,200 plus.
Right.
Actually, I'm looking right now. It's 1,571 active products.
Wow. Wow. I remember when you got to 1,000. I mean, the company has grown, and the company has grown as a result of word of mouth and service, providing service. And I get some of the nicest emails from people outside the United States. Apparently, you do an amazing job providing shipping and providing good customer service for people that are outside the United States. I find that surprising. I would think that would be more difficult to service.
I mean, I know a lot of online retailers that won't even bother with international orders. I've never really had much of an issue. I mean, there are select countries that are more difficult to deal with or have not the best reputations that, you know, we get a little leery shipping to, but for the most part, I mean, if somebody wants to purchase it, we're more than happy to ship it to you and provide you with tracking and ship it in the best way possible that will actually make it to the customer instead of getting, you know, stopped at customs for months on end.
So you're doing great within the internet retail business, and 8 years goes by quickly and the company grows. And What is, explain the thought process, because usually companies go from brick and mortar companies and then they want to get on the internet so they can reach the world. You have been reaching the world, and you wake up one morning and you decide, I want to open up a retail store?
Yeah, I've been told numerous times I've done this backwards. Basically, what happened is, you know, I know a lot of people in the industry, and I know a lot of the gym owners, like in my town, and managers of gyms. And I've seen a lot of people with their own brick-and-mortar stores. You know, whether they owned a supplement line or were an online retailer, they had a brick-and-mortar store. And so finally, I had been thinking about it for years, you know, about doing it, but it's a scary endeavor, you know, going from the internet to all of a sudden brick-and-mortar, and face-to-face communication. And if you're not in a big fitness town, it may or may not work. So I basically just kind of decided, I was just planning on launching it in December, that, you know, I'm going to do it too. We already have the location, and what I'm going to do that other places in my town can't do or are not doing is offer my online pricing to brick-and-mortar customers.
So, okay, so people don't realize this, but if you are savvy enough to ask for internet pricing for companies like Vitamin Shoppe, they'll begrudgingly give you the internet pricing, but they won't tell you that it's available. So you're gonna make it available to people when they walk in the store.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They can walk right in. It's already price tagged with the internet price. You know, we're offering in-store pickup. So, you know, if we don't have it here, if it's something else on the website, you know, we just have to order it and get it for them. I just kind of, you know, it's amazing the prices that these other shops will charge for, like, you know, say a free workout, you know, $60. That's to me is like selling a used car.
Right.
It's insane, and nobody should be paying that amount of money for a pre-workout.
Right.
And so we had a lot of requests, you know, within our little location here of, you know, friends and people trying to refer people to come buy from us. Well, I didn't have the, you know, physical shop. It was just a big open warehouse. Decided, okay, well, I know we got people, and with the, you know, sticking with online internet pricing, that, you know, word of mouth should spread pretty good that you can go to Orbit Nutrition's brick-and-mortar store and buy, you know, say 5 pounds of, I don't know, Synthesis protein for $50, or you can go to another huge franchise shop and pay $100.
Right.
I think it's kind of a no-brainer.
So how long has the store been open now?
Technically about 3 weeks.
Where is it located for those who live in your region? Where is it located?
We are in Spokane Valley, which is in Washington. It is on Sprague between Evergreen and Adams. It's in a little plaza called Eagle Plaza. And we're kind of back in the strip mall.
Now, did you do like a grand opening yet?
We haven't yet. You know, the initial goal was to open mid-December, or soft open mid-December, I should say. Well, then the pro hormone ban happened, and things went crazy. So the opening got pushed back to, you know, right about the first week into January when we were able to actually service people coming in to the shop to buy stuff, because it would right after the pro hormone ban, we were doing hundreds and hundreds of boxes per day. So we weren't going to be able to probably, you know, be able to service customers coming in properly that I would want versus just, you know, just ignoring them so we could ship boxes.
Are you working with the local gyms? Are you doing anything with them to help kind of seed customers into the store?
Yeah, we've done quite a few like kind of demo tables at our local gym.
Yeah,
we're also sponsoring a powerlifting event there in April. It's actually going to benefit a local gym goer that's fighting cancer right now. So
You
know, definitely for a good cause there. But yeah, I mean, we just go to the gym, you know, have tons of samples out, happy to talk to people, bring some products, and I leave the prices right on the products so people can see that, oh, hey, this is way better than, you know, store over here.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's a smart approach. It really, really is. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the whole pro hormone ban for a second, because I forgot that just happened. I want to talk about how that's shaping the supplement industry. We're talking right now with Mitch Barham. He's the proprietor over at orbitnutrition.com, a longtime sponsor of Superhuman Radio. And he has opened up a retail location for those of you who are in the Spokane Valley, Washington area. You can actually get internet prices and walk into the store. That's pretty cool, in my opinion. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I've been watching you a la 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 long, a la 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 long, 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 long. Come on, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, long.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Orbit Nutrition's proprietor, Mitch Barham. Orbitnutrition.com has been an internet supplier of bodybuilding and sports performance supplements for 8 years now, and they have actually started into the bricks and mortar retail store in the Spokane, Washington area. And I'm sure you're going to open more stores. You need to get the business model straightened out for this one, and then you're going to just dot the landscape with them, right?
Yeah, that would be the ultimate goal. You know, once we get this one up and going, I may potentially move it two blocks down the road to a little bit better location. And then after that, you know, there's our south side, north side, and then just other towns. I know we have people on the west coast of our state over in the Seattle area that are, you know, diehard fans and customers. And every time we, like, say, make a Facebook post about the brick-and-mortar store, they were always asking, when are you opening one over here?
Yeah, right, right. Talk about the whole pro-hormone ban. So for those who aren't aware because they don't follow it, when did it go into effect, and what supplements did it literally knock out of the box completely?
Well, see, that's kind of the tricky thing. Is none of us really know when or if it has gone into effect yet. I believe it was like December 12th is when it passed the Senate, which was like 2 days. Was the last 2 days of them being in session before their holiday break. And then, so they passed it, and then it was on to Obama. Well, because no grace period was really wrote into the new bill, as far as any of us really knew, it was as soon as Obama signed it, it was law. But that can't, I mean, in my opinion, that can't be constitutional, that as soon as he signs it, it goes into law. You know, then there was talk of also has to hit the Federal Register and all this stuff. But because of the punishments, it's not worth still trying to sell, going and trying to play dumb.
Well, tell people what the punishment is, because there's a lot of people out there who probably have some of these things still in their supplement drawer.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're really going after the manufacturers, producers, importers, exporters, and retailers. So I believe it was a $2.5 million fine and 10 years in prison for, like, importation or exportation and manufacturing. And then for retailers, it was like $1,000 per bottle plus a whole bunch of other penalties if you were caught selling, you know, and jail time. That basically made the pro-hormone, just like anabolic steroids, class 3 narcotics, right up there with, you know, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine.
How ridiculous.
Crazy.
And so what supplements are knocked out of the box now? Because I still see some supplements out there like Super DMZ 2.0 and 3.0. So what's gone and what's still available? And why? Why are they?
That's a great question. In their bill, they had listed 25 compounds. But there were some redundancies in their listings because, like, Superdrol was in there again. But Superdrol has been banned for years. And then they hit other items like Formistane, which is an anti-estrogen, the weaker pro-hormones like Feruzabolin. They hit your Halodrols, your Epistanes, your Tren derivatives. But for some reason, they didn't hit Dimethazine and a few other like the Alpha 1 Max-style products. But there's not much left. And then that bill also gave the DEA, the Attorney General, power to just decide that, you know what, I don't like dimethazine, banned. But we do have 30 days from the minute he says he doesn't like it to sell out. But then it doesn't even have to be wrote into law. He can just keep temporarily banning it over and over and over for like 2 to 4 years or something.
Wow. Man, it's amazing. What's wrong with muscle? What's wrong with, I mean, you could take supplements for everything, but supplements that build muscle. And isn't that part of the legislature? Doesn't it specifically say that any supplement that claims to build muscle or be anabolic, so protein powder technically is anabolic, are they going to ban that next?
Yeah, no, that was kind of the question a lot of us had too, was because they do write it in there that, you know, anything that is derived from one of the banned substances, so you can't really come up with like different nomenclatures. But yeah, anything else that promotes muscle building, testosterone increasing, stuff like that. It was wrote so vaguely that you could eventually possibly find, you know, your over-the-counter testosterone boosters could be illegal. Or anything that looked like a steroid nomenclature. So there's an over-the-counter anti-estrogen that's called Arimidex, but it's like Androst 3-4. It's been around forever. Peza Race came out with it first a very long time ago. But because it looks like a steroid nomenclature, you have big steroid law lawyers saying, don't touch it, don't make it.
Yeah.
Because of that. Not because it was banned or it's even close to a pro-hormone,
But because it looks like a steroid nomenclature, the DEA, FDA, and Attorney General can just call it a steroid and make it illegal.
I wonder why they're so worried about people gaining muscle. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to, that there's an attack on muscle for some reason. It's like, I don't understand. I mean,
the healthier, in my opinion, might sound a little conspiracy theory, but the healthier and more fit and, you know, smarter we are, the more likely we are to see what is going on with our government and possibly fight back and, you know, not physically fight back, but actually.
Yeah, but rebuild. Yeah, right. And obviously we know that, I mean, science is literally being produced right now by credible institutions that are showing that men and women who carry and maintain more muscle as they age, women into 55 and men into 65, have greater health spans and live longer. And so it seems to me that it's quite possible that the government is doing this on behalf of the pharmaceutical industry, who's going to capitalize on this by introducing anabolics of their own so that people can maintain muscle mass as they age. So they may be going, these things work, we got to get them off the market so that people will buy our things more expensive. We don't want them to be able to go out over the counter and buy something that'll help them maintain muscle mass.
Right. Well, then you can, it almost encourages more people now to go in for, you know, HRT or TRT therapies and then possibly abuse that system. But big pharmacy is going to make the money, so who cares, right?
Yeah. It's really crazy. So how has this impacted your business? Has it really impacted your business financially? Were you doing that kind of business in these types of products that are now banned?
Yeah, you know, it definitely hit us. I know of quite a few other places that we've all taken a big hit. But we all knew that, you know, we were going to take a hit. And if you were smart enough, like when the ban happened, you knew it was coming. And that this income wasn't going to be there come January, even though January is a big month. Historically in, you know, this business, we definitely went backwards. You know, things definitely, you have to readjust your focus on what products you really want to offer and now what you want to feature. Items that never really sold that much to our customer base before are, you know, selling now. Not because they were bad products before, but just because our customer base was more of the hardcore pro-hormone user, fat burner, testosterone booster base. But now you're seeing different lines gain steam again, you know, on our site, which is, it's very interesting and fun to watch happen. Go, oh, now look at this line pick up.
What did you have to do with the items that you had in stock? Were you able to sell them, or did you have to destroy them? What do you have to do with them?
No, you know, we sold out for the most part, everything we had, and then anything extra that was left over that was banned just goes in the garbage. You know, it's not worth having them sit here and then, let's say, have...
You know what you could have done? You could have thrown it all in the garbage. You could have charged people $50 to go dumpster diving.
There you go.
$50. Pay, you drive your car in. You're allowed to dumpster dive for 30 seconds. Grab what you can for $50 and leave. Next guy, come on. That would have been a good deal.
Yeah.
Well, give the store location again for those who live in the area so they can come and visit.
We are at 14415 East Sprague Avenue in Spokane Valley, Washington.
And if you don't live in Washington State, you can still get there by going to orbitnutrition.com. Using the coupon code SHR gets you, I believe, 5 or 10% off. I forget, it varies from time to time.
I think we still have the SHR10 code going for 10% off.
There you go. SHR10. SHR10 for 10% off. And you don't have to brave the weather in Washington.
Oh, gosh.
You can stay in sunny Florida and still get your supplements there. Check it out. Mitch, thanks for being on the air today, brother.
Hey, thanks, Carl.
All right, talk to you later. All right, so there you have it. Another great show. Thanks to Dr. Jeff Galini for talking about creatinine. I'm sorry. And the potential harmful effects of it. You can get a free copy of his book, The Dangers of Creatinine, however you want to say it. It's not creatine. It's the byproduct, the waste product of creatine. By sending an email to me at onair@superhumanradio.com, put the word creatine in the subject line. Include your mailing address, please. We're getting some people that are sending in requests already. There are still books left. Please try and send in your requests. Don't worry if you think that you're hearing this podcast so late that you're not eligible. Send it in anyway, on air at superhumanradio.com, and include your mailing address so we can send you the book if you are one of the 25 people. Also want to thank Brooks Kubik. Check out his website, Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. And, of course, Mitch Barham, longtime supporter of Superhuman Radio, over 8 years, including Off Topic, another radio show that I did years ago. And check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the Orbit Nutrition banner ad. Use the coupon code SHR10 to save 10% off everything there. And tomorrow is Thursday, Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio with Ken O'Neill. We'll see you then.